You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. On Miami Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations between local people who went to the StoryCorps booth in Dayton last spring. Today, we hear WYSO's Jazz Night host Dave Barber interview his friend Jerry Gelati, owner of Jilly's, a jazz club in downtown Dayton.
I think so many people in Dayton and all over this part of the country have memories of Jilly's and could recite a list of favorite Jilly's jazz shows. I'll never forget my first Jilly's jazz show, June 1975, George Benson at the Main Street Club in a white suit before he made the record Breezin'. When did you first get the bug for music or develop this love which turned into a profession?
Well, I was in the Army in 1956 to 58, and I was stationed in Germany. And I got hung up listening to a lot of records, going to the PX and buying them. And I was kind of hooked on people like Chris Connor and Stan Kenton and some of that, and it just kind of Gloria Lynn, and then it kind of evolved. And I would go on weekend leave, a three-day pass, and I'd go to Frankfurt, Germany, and I found this little club called the Domicile du Jazz Club. It was in an alley, and it was in a basement. It looked like a bomb shelter in there, and saw the Modern Jazz Quartet in there, and that's kind of how it started.
So when you got back from service and you came back into Dayton, at that point you started thinking about opening up your own place?
I was still in college. I went back to UD and to finish up because I had only gone 1 year before I went in the Army. So I went back to UD, and then at night about 11 o'clock after I got to studying, I'd go out to the Turf Club and listen to Bernie Edwards play. I used to go there two or three nights a week and listen to that and hang out with people that like jazz, and all of a sudden it just kind of evolved. And I always thought if you did it right, you could make money doing it. But I was wrong. You can't make any money doing it.
I've mentioned shows that I'll never forget. Seeing Townes Van Zandt open for John Lee Hooker. Seeing Milt Jackson on a Sunday night with about 50 people with an amazing band. Many people in Dayton have their own memories of a night at Jilly's that truly stands out. I think maybe for blues fans, it's Albert Collins leaving the club with a long guitar cord and boarding an RTA bus. Dave Greer mentioned seeing Teddy Wilson play over on North Main in his bare feet. What about you? What about the shows that you love the most at Jilly's?
There's so many of them, but one was Stephan Grappelli, who was in his 70s and didn't speak very much English. Great jazz violinist, come back, used to play with Django Reinhardt in Paris. And we had Stefan on three different occasions. And he had a manager, and he said, "That man is a crook. It's a crook." One night my wife and daughter were down, and Gene Harris was there, and he was telling stories about the three sounds and about Ray Brown, playing with Ray Brown. And it was just terrific. And I told my wife, I said, "That's what the fun is, hanging a little bit. You can hang out with and hear all these stories." It's been a lot of fun.
Jerry, I want to thank you for coming in and sitting down with me. Some of the greatest music I've ever heard in my life, I've heard at Jilly's. I thank you, and on behalf of everyone in Dayton, thanks for all the music.
Thank you.
That was WYSO's Dave Barber and Jilly's Jazz Club owner Jerry Gelati. This Miami Valley StoryCorps interview and many others can be found at WYSO.org. Today's interview was edited by Community Voices producer Renee Wilde.